Hey, boss, I know what you're gonna say, but
don't you wanna hear my side of the story?
Of course.
Let's hear your side of the story. I don't think cost is the issue here, sir. I think the issue should be my blatant disregard for proper procedure from the Dearborn hijack. Boss, let me tell
you.
Yeah, I understand. Boss, the chief ain't chew it all out. You still got a little ass there.
Hey!
How you doing?
Right.
I see you still breaking in people's houses. I don't need no lock. I got my pistol. I pop a cap at somebody.
I can't afford no electrical bill, though. Close my refrigerator. You got roaches and shit on this
side of the desk. Man,
look at you. Yo, man, when'd you get out? You got out 6 months ago. You just coming to see me now?
You stole them?
I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry I even asked. It's just good to see you, man.
Missed you, man.
Yeah.
I missed you.
What were you doing in California anyway? Working where?
I don't know, where were you working?
Ah! What were you doing?
What?
I was a security guard.
Oh! Who the fuck's gonna hire you as a security guard?
Jenny Summers.
Jenny Summers? Oh, man, I haven't seen Jenny in years. What's she up to?
She's doing great, right? She's a manager of this art gallery, the Hollis Benton Art Gallery out in Beverly Hills. It's like a world famous place, right? You ever hear of it?
Yeah, I buy all my art there.
That depends. This hotel real expensive?
Not from Beverly Hills. Can I get your bags for you?
Yeah, that's my bag in the front seat.
I'm nervous, some people, huh?
May I help you?
Yes, you have a reservation for an Axel Foley.
Well, let's see. I'm sorry, I don't see anything under that name.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
No Rolling Stone, no Axel Foley. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, that's all right. You guys probably just made some kind of mistake with reservations. Why don't you just give me another room now, go up and go to sleep?
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hotshot from out of town that pulled inside here and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hotshot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no niggas allowed in there.
Excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand,
What's
sir.
The rate, anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
Fine.
And that'll be suite 1035.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If Michael called, tell him what room I'm in.